Podcast at 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
And you're back from Seattle.
I'm back.
You're alive.
Whirlwind trip. I am alive. It's shocking.
Did you drink a ton or did you restrain yourself?
There was quite a bit of drinking that was done, although I feel great.
You didn't get goofy?
No.
Good.
So it was great.
That's a successful trip then.
I think so.
The game wasn't very good though.
No. No, you'd think that I would have gotten more drunk because the game was so terrible that I would have tried to make up for it, but I didn't, so.
The Seahawks got their asses handed to them.
It was, you know, it's bad when it was 40-0 for the Rams at one point during the game, and then they finally got a touchdown. Thank God, but honestly.
Well, you're back just in time. We're about to get some crazy weather here in town. I think almost a foot of snow.
Yeah.
But to tell us all about that, we have a special guest joining us later on the podcast, Frankie McDonald.
Yes.
From Sydney, Nova Scotia, Canada.
Yeah.
We'll be on to give you a heads up about the weather that's coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
But first, I mean, we would be wrong if we didn't mention some people who are dealing with some even tougher weather right now.
How dare you forget them?
We're getting ready for up to a foot of snow here over the next 2 days.
Yes. Cold temperatures. It's going to actually be winter. We're getting a ton of snow.
And if at any point over the next day or two, you're kind of wondering why us, feeling sorry for yourself, this sucks.
Remember the people of Vancouver.
Where it's going to be so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's winter in Vancouver, and the city is bracing for extreme conditions.
A special weather statement has been issued, and I quote, "A little snow is likely Thursday, although most of it is expected to melt within 24 hours.
Temperatures could approach the negative double digits, with daytime highs struggling to reach zero. But when you're as soft as the people of this soft city, that struggle is very real.
We're anticipating videos of Vancouverites using their umbrellas in the snow and flailing behind the wheel. But you can help.
Text PUSS to 12345 to send a cozy little cardigan to a soft Vancouver resident.
Please, won't you help?
They're so soft. I saw a hilarious tweet last night. It's already been retweeted like 200,000 times. And it said, "My coworker told me he got banned from a bar when he lived in North Dakota back in 1973 and didn't try going back to it for 30 years. But he finally did, and the moment he stepped in, someone yelled, 'Get the hell out of here, Dennis!'" I can't believe that. I've always wondered, these small towns, how do they enforce those bans after so many years? But I suppose that's how they do it.
Well, if your family or whatever has been in that place for ages, then there you go. It's just, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And in smaller towns, like, yeah, the bartender has ran the place forever, and
yeah,
they know exactly who it is.
Yeah.
Have you ever been banned from anywhere?
No.
No?
I don't think so. Once I was threatened to be banned from the mall, but I got around that. They found out it was my friend who stole the makeup from Shoppers Drug Mart. It wasn't me. So,
Tried to finger you with that, hey?
Yeah. They were gonna. I was like, it wasn't me though. And then my friend was mad because I threw her under the bus. So.
Well, yeah. She's going to shoplift and you're going to get blamed for it. Of course you're going to throw under the bus.
Well, it was kind of like, I can't be banned from this mall. This is my local mall. This is where all the hood rats used to hang out, me included.
Was it Shopping World? And
Shopper's World. It's the one
in
where,
Brampton?
Yes, where Santa doesn't like going because half of the mall has lights that are burnt out. They've never bothered to replace them because they've given up.
Santa got jumped in the parking lot?
Santa's wearing a vest, yeah.
Yeah, shoplifting will do it. Like, I wonder with this tweet, what did Dennis do that got him banned forever from this bar?
Who knows? Who knows? It could have been anything.
My buddy got banned from a mall one time. He stole some candy from Zellers, and the secret shopper caught him and said, "All right, you're banned from the mall forever." And he said, "But I work in the mall." And they said, "All right, let's go talk to your boss." So they went over to where he was working. His boss is like, "Yeah, you're fired."
Is this the same buddy who has done other things we've talked about, who's questionable in his...
This is a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hang out with some guys.
You got some really, really, really intelligent friends, yeah.
When I was growing up, there was a pool near my house that had diving towers. And the 10-meter diving tower was closed to the public because there was a rumor that some kid had died on it. So
amazing.
Every once in a while, somebody would hop over the gate, run up there, bomb off the tower, and get banned for what we thought was life from the pool. And I always wanted to do it so bad, but I also wanted to keep swimming there. So
yeah, it was the pool to be at. You can't be banned from a place like that as a kid. That's just social suicide.
Where else are you going to go?
Right? That's where you hang out, in that very pool. So
I got to get a lifetime ban from somewhere now.
No, I don't think you do.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Do you guys know who Jim the Anvil Mind Art is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was part of the Heart Foundation, wasn't he?
Absolutely. When I used to work at Boston Pizza on Richmond Road,
yeah.
He is currently, I don't know if they're still enforcing it, but he is currently serving a lifetime suspension for Boston Pizza on Richmond Road.
What did Jim the Anvil do?
Well, the first time, he just came off a three-month suspension for, we called last call, and he didn't want to cap last call. And we're like, no, it's on, buddy, like, we can't have serve you anymore. So he proceeded to go behind the bar and rip the cooler door off the door to get a beer out of there. And so, because the bartender was like, "Man, if you want it, you go for it." He ripped with his bare hands, ripped this door to the lock off the cooler. But then he comes back off the suspension, and he's sitting there. And he used to come in quite a bit and hang out and stuff. And there was this one kid. I was a manager there, and there was this one kid that was. Working in our kitchen, there was a big wrestling fan, and he comes out after a shift, and he's like, "Oh my God, is that Jim the Anvil?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's him, man." Like, but he likes to just be left alone, like leave the guy alone. He just likes to drink, and you know, if he wants to talk, he'll talk to you, but don't go up and bother him. And the kid's like, "Oh, but I want to ask him for an autograph or something." And I'm like, "Dude, don't do it." So, anyways, it goes on, and so finally, this kid gets a little bit of liquid courage, and he's like, "Jim, man, like, can you arm wrestle me?" And Jim's like, "Listen here, buddy, like, I'm just talking to these girls, like, leave me alone. No, I'm not arm wrestling you." And he's like, "Ah, fine." So the kid walks away and gets a couple more beers in him, and then he comes back later. And he's like, "Jim, come on, arm wrestle me now." And Jim's like, "No way, man, no, I'm not doing that. I told you that, like, leave me alone, go away." So all of a sudden this kid, I don't know, there was like some wrestling event the week before or whatever, where Jim got like annihilated in something or whatever. And all of a sudden this kid looks at him and he's like, "That's okay. You're totally a pussy anyways." He's like, "I saw you got your ass kicked on WWE Raw or something like that." And Jim stands up and just like wham, punches this kid. This kid goes flying, like over a high top, like flying. And then all of a sudden Jim reaches down and he's picking this kid up like Darth Vader at the, you know, like by his neck, and he's holding his feet are dangling off the ground. And we're phoning the cops, like, "Get in here." And the cops are like, "Is it Jim?" And we're like, "Yeah." They're like, we'll be there. And they came right in like five cars and came in, and they're literally like, "Okay, Jim, we can do this the easy way or the hard way." And Jim's like, "Let's just go." Took him to the junk tank, and he was gone. Banned for life.
I love how they had to bring five cars because they knew that two officers couldn't handle him alone.
As soon as I said, "Jim the Anvil," they were like, yep, okay, we'll be there. Like,
oh,
they had a protocol.
How?
They're probably like, code 15 at Boston Pizza. Ah, Jim again.
How badly were you hoping that Jim resisted?
Oh my God, I was so hoping. It would have been fantastic.
I would love to see Jim the Anvil
versus 10 cops.
Versus 10 CPS officers in the Boston Pizza on Richmond Road.
Just like trying to handle him. Oh my God, that would have been awesome. Chasing him.
Throw him a chair.
Oh.
It's so unfortunate too. Like, this was the time just before cell phones became a thing.
Oh yeah.
Nobody has any video of it. You know what I mean? Like, just a little too early for that.
You just have it in your memory, right?
Oh man, it's right here forever. Forever.
Oh my God, that is phenomenal.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
There's a very significant event coming weather-wise to Calgary right now.
And nobody does a better job of conveying the gravity of these winter storms than celebrity weatherman Frankie McDonald from Sydney, Nova Scotia, Canada. Frankie, what can we expect here in Calgary?
It's going to be a 30 centimeters or so in Calgary.
30 centimeters? What else is going to happen in Calgary, Alberta?
It's going to be a really bad road. It's going to bring treacherous and dangerous driving conditions. It'll be low in the dirt. It's going to bring windy conditions in Calgary, Alberta. It's around the areas. It's going to be really, really bad in Calgary, Alberta. And it's going to be really dangerous driving conditions. I recommend people to drive extra caution and don't go outside if you can. And don't even drive a car if you can, because a lot of snow is in effect in Calgary, Alberta. Make sure if you winter boots, winter jackets, hats, gloves, scarves, ski pants is ready. order your pizzas and order your Chinese food, buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke, do your grocery shopping, don't wait till last minute, do it right now. Make sure you have your Samsung Galaxy charge, Samsung Galaxy smartphone charge, Samsung Galaxy tablet charge, smartphone, cell phone, laptop, tablet charge, and hey, 3G, 4G, get ready. Make sure drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea, drink lots of green tea, warm. If your furnace is ready, turn on your furnace, keep those warm. And fracture your bike, drink, keep you warm as well. Make sure if you have shovels, snow scoops, snow blowers, snow plows, and saw trucks ready as well.
When can we expect the snow to end?
Sometime on Wednesday.
Wow, Frankie, that's a little bit terrifying.
And I'm coming out with my action figure sometime in January. And talking Frankie Vidal bobbleheads now available for pre-order on National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. And a book about Frankie McDowell's coming up in spring 2018.
Frankie, thank you for your time this morning.
Best of luck, I'm Frankie McDowell.
Dan Mangan. You know Dan Mangan, right?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Of Dan Mangan and Blacksmith?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Rose of Houses. You may know him from that one. Road to Rest, another great tune. He tweeted something that, as a dad, I thought you'd really, really appreciate. Now, it's a song that he's changed the lyrics to. Do you know My Humps by Black Eyed Peas?
Everybody knows My Humps,
so he's
sadly
changed it to My Dumps, okay? And he's talking about his baby's dumps. and if you want to help here, I've got some lyrics just okay, so that you can hear. So it's obviously to the tune, if you can imagine this. And he says, every time I change a diaper, this is all I say. What you gonna do with all that hype? All that hype up in that dipe? Okay? I'm gonna get you wiped. Get you wiped all in that dipe. My dumps.
Oh, there's more.
My dumps, my dumps, my dumps. And then, you know, this repeats for a while. My little baby dumps. Check it out. And he says he sings this every time he has to change a diaper now.
Well, it probably makes it more enjoyable.
Yes.
You're having your own fun.
I suppose
wrist
so.
Wrist deep in it. So.
I was thinking like this might be nominated for Dad Song of the Year. Well, aside from your Costco rap, I think that might be up in there.
Oh,
as well,
this is pretty solid, I think.
Yeah.
Dan Mangan, My Dumps.
My Dumps. Yeah.
What you gonna do with all that hype? All that hype up in that dipe.
I'm gonna get you wiped. Get you wiped all in that dipe.
My dumps, my dumps.
My dumps, my dumps, my dumps.
My dumps, my dumps, my dumps.
My little baby dumps.
Check it out.
X92.9.
We got a message from a listener last week, and it said, X92.9, is the word bitch considered a cuss on the radio via song or banter?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I think you can get away with more things in song than you can in banter.
For sure. Like if you think of Son of a Bitch, right? Nathaniel Rateliff, for example.
Yeah.
That song obviously says that many, many times, and we never bleeped it out at that point.
We could probably get away with saying, you son of a bitch, do you think? Or would we get in trouble for that?
It's questionable.
Because the context that you say the word in depends, right?
Yes.
I can say, that show was bitching last night,
yes,
but I can't call you a bitch.
No. See, that's the difference. It's much more harsh when you're calling somebody a like, you can't just like refer to somebody on the air and talk about them and be like, oh yeah, she's a
right.
That would not fly.
Or
no,
you can say that person is a jackass,
yeah,
or an ass,
yes,
but not an
no,
because that conjures up a very specific image.
Yes, yes, you can all picture exactly what that looks like. That's why we say ass cactus, right?
Ass cacti.
Ass cacti is a term that we've come up with because it's a little more creative than just ass.
What else can you? You could say damn.
Yeah.
You could say hell.
Yeah. Damn it is pushing the line. Although
yep,
I do say that the odd time and I find myself doing it. That one is a bit mm-hmm, offensive, though, of course, for religious folk.
Well, you can't say shit, and that one really hurts me because it's so versatile.
Yes.
What the
shit box? It
yeah,
really loses its oomph when you have to say crap box, you know? But we're talking about how you and I both have shit boxes. We would love to say shit box, but instead we have to either bleep it or crap box.
Doesn't have the same punch.
Not nearly the same punch.
You obviously can't say
no. Anything involving the F word, completely forbidden. You can't say.
You definitely can't say that.
Can't say that one.
You nope, can't say.
No. That would, oh. Even hearing you say that out loud hurts.
Oh, heavens.
Heavens.
Heavens me.
Heavens to Betsy.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
A friend of mine who lives in Toronto tweeted something the other day, and it was like, this is very true, and I don't know if people out here know it. He said, heads up to my Saskatchewan and Alberta friends. When people here say out west, they mean Vancouver and nowhere else. And it's very strange. Like, I grew up around Toronto, and that is exactly how it is. If you are in Toronto and somebody says out west, you only think Vancouver.
So someone says, I'm moving out west, you assume they're moving to Vancouver.
Yes, which is really strange because obviously there are a lot of other provinces that are also west of Toronto, but that's not considered west. It's a very bizarre thing.
We're the west, aren't we?
Well, Alberta is debatable. Yes, Calgary, I think people would consider west. even Edmonton, though, not as much. It's not like west. It has to be like mountains close by or else people in Toronto are like, that's not west. It's a little bit bizarre.
I would make fun of that, but at the same time, I grew up saying, oh, he moved out east. And to us in Saskatchewan, that meant Southern Ontario, maybe Quebec.
Okay. So it's...
So we kind of forget that there's a lot east of there still.
I know. It's so... I don't know why that is. I guess... I think because when you look at the map of Canada as a whole, right, you almost figure like those middle ones are just central still. Like Ontario, I'd say, is central. I'd say Manitoba, Saskatchewan, kind of still like central Canada. So west and then east. But that's not how things work. Like if you are east of a certain thing, that means that that is still east. And instead it's like, no, that's not east.
But BC wouldn't consider us to be the east, even though we're east of them.
I wonder.
It's such
not.
A wide-ass country, isn't it? That's the problem.
We really run into issues because our country is so damn big, yes.
So there's the East Coast, because Manitoba is pretty much central, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Right, so, yeah, I never really thought about that.
No, it's quite funny, though, because it is absolutely true. When I first moved out here and people would say things like, out east, I'm always like...
The East Coast?
Yeah, I assume the East Coast and only the East Coast. And they're like, no, like... You know, Saskatchewan is still east of here. Like, no, it's not. That doesn't mean east. It's just the East Coast. That's it.
But us, along with Saskatchewan and Manitoba, are kind of the flyover provinces. We expect to be forgotten about.
I don't expect.
By BC and Ontario.
I suppose so. It's funny because when I grew up in Toronto, I thought Calgary was awesome. Like, it was Calgary and Vancouver. The rest, that middle part, I was a bit of a jerk about and didn't really overly enjoy those ones. I was like, no, those are flyovers. But I love Calgary.
That's God's country, Shauna.
It is.
You're talking about God's country there.
Hey, and then I wound up living there for a while. It is. It's God's country. God's country.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.